Okay, there are several cemeteries that appear to be underwater under the current design. Two questions, I guess. How do you plan to deal with that? And do you know what North Dakota and Minnesota law require?
I guess I'm not going to speak to what the law requires because I honestly don't know. I'll just say, you know, we are going to be very sensitive to those areas and recognize that that is a very sensitive and issue that we need to be respectful of. I will also say that as, you know, we're working for the county for 20 years and driving around the county during the floods we've had now without the diversion, I've seen a lot of cemeteries underwater.
I'm going to ask you, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire now, Keith, and ask you where they are.
I guess the one that comes to mind up Highway 26 up at the Nora Church, there's actually several cemeteries up there that most springs do see some water. And, in fact, one of the floods, they even had some gravestones that were damaged. But for the most part, those cemeteries have seen water many times. And I'm not, like I say, I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm just saying that it happens now.
So what's your plan then, to let them flood?
I think each of those cemeteries will have to be looked at on an individual case-by-case basis and that determination made.
And I respect that, but with all due respect, there's a lot of details, not knowing what roads you're going to raise, not knowing if you have to remove cemeteries. How can you stick with $65 million and have those questions unknown yet?
I think as the project goes on, there's always going to be new information that's going to be forthcoming. It's what the process we've been through on this project from day one is we've tried to be very transparent, and as we've had information, we've tried to share it. The problem with that is sometimes we're sharing information, and oftentimes we're sharing information with the public before we have all the answers, and we're trying to do that to be open and transparent. But at the same time, then we're asked questions like, well, why are you talking to us if you haven't studied that yet? So it's a chicken or egg, but we've chosen to keep the public involved throughout the process, realizing that some of the answers we don't have now, and we'll get those answers as time goes on.
Can you give us some examples of what the alternatives would be for those cemeteries? I don't expect you to have an answer, but what would some alternatives be?
I don't know. You know, that's an area that, like a lot of areas, we have to employ specialists. There are experts in these areas, and we will, when we address those, we will employ those experts to advise us on the proper course of action.
Tom, have you had any communications with anyone in this regard? Yeah, this is Tom O'Hara. He's with CH2M Hill Project Management.
We have been working with the Corps of Engineers to try to address what those solutions are. And we've got, and I apologize, I don't have the talking points here in front of me on that, but there is a talking point on our webpage that goes through what the current plan is for the cemeteries. Without me reading through this, we tried to download it here. There are some specific state laws that will be followed. We will follow all of for the North Dakota side, the North Dakota state laws in dealing with the cemeteries, as well as the Minnesota for the ones that are on the Minnesota sides. And we will work through the requirements that are there to protect those in accordance with Minnesota law, North Dakota law, and the core requirements. I don't know if that helps answer it. So, bottom line is we're working through the process here and trying to ensure that they're properly protected and mitigated for.